now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is a very, very special program. Today I'm going to be talking about relationships. This is part two of at least a two-part series about relationships. Now, last week I began by talking a lot about our relationship with our inner self, our inner good, with our intuition, with our conscience, with what we know in our heart is right. And I said that that is the primary relationship. You know, it says it best in the Bible. It says it so beautifully in a very pithy and short way. It says, "Put first the kingdom of God and put first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you." Or, "Put first the kingdom of God in his right way, and all other things will be added unto you." You see, that's the most important relationship we have, to be right. Look, a lot of people have a guilty conscience. Now, you don't hear much about a guilty conscience nowadays. See, the kind of people that want you to go astray, the kind of people that want you to err, you know, to be promiscuous, to spend too much money, to misbehave, to be wanton, you see, there's a lot of money to be made for people when you don't do things properly. You know, when you spend too much money on this and on that, and you're wasteful, and you buy too much music. Not that music is a bad thing, but I mean, you buy too much music, too much junk food, too much fast food, too many clothes, things you don't need, too much entertainment. When you spend money on marijuana, see, and on alcohol, or on cigarettes, you see, or on gambling, or on the lottery, you see how they make a lot of money when you don't live according to the straight and narrow. And then when your excesses and your libertine lifestyle then lead to problems, then you have all manner of problems, including health problems, financial problems. And then there's big money to be made there. People that help you with your finances, or people that, you know, help you with health problems. And of course, the pharmaceutical companies make really good money when you know when your lifestyle, your wanton, promiscuous lifestyle, your wasteful lifestyle leads to health problems. Well, then you need pills to take away the symptoms. See what I mean? So there's plenty of money to be made by all of the helping organizations, be it the healthcare, pharmaceutical companies, organized religion, lawyers, and all those kinds of people, social service agencies. You see what I mean? So deep down inside, you know, a lot of folks really don't want you. See, because if everybody lived very properly and according to the straight and narrow and saved their money and didn't wastefully spend money and lived properly, why, they wouldn't need a whole bunch of helpers to help them. Occasionally we all need little help, but not to at the level that it you see it now in society. So the point that I'm getting at is that if you go to school, to the, you know, especially the public school, or if you go to college, or if you watch television, or you read the newspaper, you're not going to read about conscience. You're not going to have them talking about conscience. Oh, they'll talk about it. They'll say it's a myth, or it's the inculcation of societal values, or they'll explain it all away, or they'll call it anxiety, or they'll say you just need another pill. You see what I mean? Or they won't even talk about it. They'll dismiss it. But conscience is a very real thing, ladies and gentlemen. It is when you stray from what you know in your heart that you feel conscience, and coming back is your primary duty.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking about relationships today. But I'm still building up. You see, you need some groundwork. You need some basic training. You see, if I were to say to you, well, you just need to listen more and talk less and, bring flowers and be extra nice, go on a vacation. If I said things like that, supposedly to improve your relationships, then, that would be just dealing with symptoms. Yeah, maybe it is good to listen more, but not necessarily. Sometimes we need to speak up about things. It's not our duty to always listen. I'm not saying we oughtn't to listen to people, but you understand what I mean. Everything is things are far more deep than just some surface thing. So let's dig a little deeper. And in order to dig deeper, I've got to lay some basic framework. I've got to lay some groundwork. So here's a little bit of basic training. I'm saying that your primary relationship is with your intuition, which is what you know in your heart. And I say that is from God. That is from God. That's how you'll get to know God, is within. And the first thing you'll know is what you know in your heart. See, you just kind of know, don't you? When you see somebody being mean to a child or cruel to a child, don't you just kind of know in your heart that it's not right? Of course you do. Of course you do. See? And of course you know it's not right when somebody's cruel to you or mean to you or is unfair with you. See what I mean? You know. See? So that basic gut level knowing that we have, see, that's from God. Like I've always said, God gives animals instincts, but he gives humans intuition. Okay? All right. Now, having said that, can you see how if you were in a good rapport and a good relationship with your intuition, and you didn't have a guilty conscience anymore, can you see how then two things would happen? Number one, you would be, it would be like, I was almost going to say like being born again. Well, it would be. You'd be like a little child again. You'd be innocent and carefree. And you wouldn't be dragging around all this baggage all the time. See? And you wouldn't be guilty. You know how when we don't treat other people properly, or we're a little dishonest with them, or we're so on, then we feel guilty, then we have to be extra nice. So you see it all. You see people sending out all these cards on Father's Day or Mother's Day, and sending flowers, spending money on chocolates, and all these things. Well, the time to deal properly and fairly, and openly and honestly, and lovingly with other people is not just one day a year giving them a card. It's every day, see? But we don't know how. We don't know, well, we do know how. Deep in our heart, our intuition tells us how, but we miss the boat because we're not close to our intuition. And why aren't we close to our intuition? Because we have strayed from it. Okay? All right. Now, if you were close to your intuition, not only would you be footloose and fancy-free, so to speak, and happy, like a little child, without guilt, without all these burdens upon you, and without obligated to do all these things out of guilt. Not only that, but your intuition would serve as a guide to you, so you wouldn't have to worry and fret and scheme and analyze and ponder and what to do. You would just, from one moment to the next, you'd do the next thing properly, and then you'd sort of sense which way to go for the next thing and the next thing, and you'd live life like that, one note at a time. And you would be intuitively guided, wordlessly guided, as to which way to go. See? And then one thing would lead to another, and time would go by, a few weeks, then a few months, then a few years, and before you know it, years later, you'd find yourself in the right place, doing the right thing, the thing you were meant to do. Be happy, and you'd be useful, and you wouldn't have conflict, because you'd be a friend of conscience. So the answer, see, and not only that, but you would have delicate guidance as to how to deal with your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbor. See, you would know how. You would intuitively have a sense of how to deal with them in those delicate moments. See, wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, it sure would. It would make life easy, like the old expression, falling off a log. Now, does that sound wonderful? It certainly does. But you have tasted of that. You have tasted of that sort of a life when you were a little child, and you lived life spontaneously and intuitively. But it wasn't long before people hushed you up and slapped you down, and you know, told you to study and pressured you and emotionalized you and all that sort of thing. And you tasted of it when you were a young person, maybe when you were a kid, young man, young lady, or a teenager. You tasted of it. You could still see very clearly. See, you were still somewhat close to your intuition. You were a little bit guilty, probably, for resenting your mom and resenting your dad and that sort of thing. So you were, and for being emotional, for going along with the group, going along with the crowd, the gang, the peer group. You see what I mean? Those things made you a little bit. Start to have a little bit of conflict with your intuition, especially if you hated your mom or dad. But maybe if your dad wasn't there for you, or if he was gone, or your mom was nagging you, or she hated your dad and she taught you to resent your dad, or taught you to reject your dad, and or your dad was angry, or he was very wimpy, and you saw injustice, and all these things tempted you to resent them and hate them or have contempt for them. Okay, so that made you guilty. But you were still close to that intuition, so you saw things clearly. You saw when people were phony, and you saw how things were shallow and untruthful and phony. And you saw all of that. See? You saw it. But what happened? Well, you doubted yourself. And then you went along to get along, and either that or you became angry and took drugs and, see, to get rid of the pain of being angry and full of rage and so on. So one way or the other, either the conformity or the rebellious route, you went astray, and then you grew farther and away from your conscience. But I say to you that, see, and then you got married, or you had relationships, or then you got married, and then things didn't work out because you didn't have that delicate guidance. You didn't know, see? You didn't know what you're... You just didn't know. You were too far away from your intuition. And I say if you want to have a good relationship, see, basic thing you must do is get back in touch with your intuition. And that's where I can help. I'll be right back after this announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to, well, Ask Roland, is what I like to call this program. And you have half an hour of the plain and simple truth. And more often than not, I have to give you milk. You know, Paul in the New Testament, he was writing to a letter to one of the churches, and he said, you know, by this time you should be ready for, you know, for meat. Meat and potatoes. But, you know, you're like little babes. I still have to feed you the milk. See? Well, it's the same way. It seems like every time I turn the microphone on and I begin to talk, and I don't have any notes in front of me, I just sit down and begin to talk. See? And what comes out is coming out of my intuition. See? I speak from my intuition. I speak spontaneously. See? Moment by moment. I don't know what I'm going to say next, from one moment to the next. Just whatever comes out, but whatever it is right. Yeah, I may make a little boo-boo here and there, or, you know, might accidentally slur, what I say a little bit, or searching for the right word and can't find it at the right in the moment. But basically what I say is right. Somehow what I know in my heart kind of collates the words, puts them together in a very proper way. So here I am speaking to you spontaneously, and I'm giving you milk. But that's what you need. That's what you all need. You need milk. And those of you who are ready for the meat and the potatoes, well, this little bit of milk won't hurt you, because there's still good stuff here. In fact, when you listen to this, you can really appreciate it. And then if you want potatoes, well, then you can go to my website. Incidentally, I have a new, I just wrote another book. It's a short book. It's only 50, I think, some odd pages. But it's called Conquering Stress at Its Symptoms. It's an excellent book. It's like a primer on stress, the very basics of stress. So that you can understand just why we suffer from stress. You really should get that book. As a matter of fact, if you're interested in that book, if you'd like to preview it, preview a book, a very good basic book on stress, if you'd like to preview that book, here's where to go. Are you ready? You need to get a pencil and paper. Get your pencil and paper, and I'll tell you in a moment. But while you're getting your pencil and paper, let me continue here. My name is Roland. I do not work for the station. I buy the airtime so that I can share these with you. Time is short, and there's no time like the present to start cleaning up your life. Now, we're talking about relationships, and I know a lot of you, what you want to hear about is the relationship with your wife or your husband. I understand that. But I'm saying to you that if you get right with, what's the old expression, get right with God? See, but I tell you how. A lot of people don't know how. So you can't find God in a building. You can't find him in a book. No matter how nice the book is, see, well, he finds you. But when you make yourself, avail yourself. Now, how do you do that? Well, the way you do that is by learning to be still and allowing yourself to be, in a sense, overwhelmed by your conscience, by your intuition. Remember I said that conscience is what you feel when you have a little bit of conflict with your intuition. See, little children have their intuition, but they don't have any guilty conscience because they're innocent. See what I mean? So what you need to be is innocent again, but you cannot make yourself innocent. But when you become a friend of conscience, in other words, when you sit still and allow your conscience to rub your nose in a couple of little things that you need to be sorry for, and see, bear a little bit of pain and be sorry, and when you are, then you'll be a friend of conscience again. And then eventually you'll walk with intuition all the time. You'll be like a little child, and you'll spring from bed barefoot and run through the house ready to face the beautiful day. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease.
To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, in the time that I have left, I think I've made my point. You need your primary relationship is to get right with conscience, get right with your intuition, and then flow from your intuition. See, now you go out in the world, you become upset, you become angry, you become nervous, you become irritated, and then you react, and then you are emotional, and then emotion brings thoughts, and you think of something to do, and then you move, usually to ease the tension, to ease the pain, to get rid of the upset. See what I mean? Well, that's no way of living. That's like living backwards. You go out and you react, and then you do something, and whatever you do is not right because your strings are being pulled, your buttons are being pushed, and you're reacting. What you need to do is learn to flow from intuition, something like what I'm doing right now. See how I'm flowing from intuition? All right. Now, here's what you need to do. You should get the meditation that I have, which is free. I have the meditation free. All you have to do is go to my website, coachroland.com, coachroland.com. That's very easy to remember, coachroland.com. Or you can go to KCAA Radio and click on Sunday, and then there's my picture, or the picture that I put up. And then you click somewhere there, and then it'll take you to another website. But I'd say the best one for you to go to if you're interested in the meditation is to go to coachroland.com. CoachRoland, coachroland.com. There you can get the meditation for free. You can listen to it. See? Preview it. Maybe try it out. Couldn't hurt. Okay? Yes. Now, some of you, that if you are interested in this new book that I wrote about stress, really, really understanding the basics of stress, okay, there's some potato. That, remember I said meat and potato. Okay, I've given you milk today. If you'd like to have some meat and potatoes, then here's where you go. Are you ready? You go to www.stress-tools.blogspot.com. S-T-R-E-S-S hyphen. Did I say dash? I meant hyphen. Or do I mean dash? I think I mean dash. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S dash, tools, T-O-O-L-S, .blogspot.com. stress-tools.blogspot.com. Anyway, if you go there, then you can click on the link and it'll take you to where you can preview the book for free. It's a very, very, very wonderful book. You can preview it online for free. And the meditation, if you go to coachroland.com, there you can get the meditation for free. And of course, all my blogs and all my articles, there's plenty of potatoes there. Okay? But most of you are still spiritual babes. You need to listen to this program, get a little bit of basic training, and then someday you'll be ready for the potatoes. Okay? And I promise you, I will get directly, look, if you want to know about husbands and wives and couples and relationships and everything, then just go to coachroland.com, and then on the right side, you'll see one of my blogs called Healing Relationships. Click on that, and there'll be plenty of good stuff about relationships. Okay? All right. Now we're going to take a little break, and then I shall be back.
Do you
suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I buy this airtime every week to bring you this message. So please avail yourself of it, because I may not be here forever. I'm not getting any younger. Okay? Until next time, be honest, be patient, and be kind. And we'll see you then. Don't quit on your kids. Love your wife, love your husband, forgive your parents. My name is Roland Trujillo. Until next time, bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.